Are we missing anyone? Do I have the same authority to... Because I'm on accommodating mode, no papers. All right. We have two more topics to go. One is team development, which I find really useful. Kasi in a coaching situations with some of our pastors, simple lang siyang concept, pero gamit na gamit ko siya in helping pastors lead their teams. In your handout, it says, it's based on Bruce Tuckman's scientific research in 1965. Kahit mag-Wikipedia ka, nandun yun. So this is not something we invented. We're borrowing it. Borrowing, no? We're borrowing it from, pasensya na kayo, ha? Yung aking P and F, V and V are still in Filipino mode. I thought I'm already perfect. Pero hindi pala. But I fast. All right. So, very simply, sinabi ni Bruce Tuckman na there are 5 stages. It's in your notes, but I'd like you to look here to the front. The first stage that a team goes through is the forming. All teams go through that. Parang yan yung birth. Yan yung unang-una kayo nagkasama-sama. Okay? Dito sa forming, as you can see in your notes, and we're just going to breeze through this, ang ginamit pang term is the honeymoon stage. You are so nice to each other. You're so, wow, exciting. We're going to work together, wow. By the way, I'm this person. Who are you? Ganun. So, best foot forward. Kumbaga. Have you ever experienced that when you're new in the team? Yan, oo. And you're cordial, you're excited, but also it's the time of testing and orienting yourselves with the other people in the team. You can read through the materials when you get home or later, and there is some advice if you're leading a team that is just in the forming stage. Okay? If you're the leader, here are the possible things that you can focus on at this period. Next would be storming. May result ba dito? Yes, meron ng result dyan. You're all asked to produce results. May mga task and goals na nakaset. But unbeknownst to you, because you are humans, because you have sinful natures, all teams go through the next step, the storming. Ito naman yung lumalabas na yung mga preferences mo. Preferences. And people in the team can become critical at times. Ito na yung kiskisa na tinatawag. Lahat dumadaan dyan. There's no way of skipping it. All teams go through that. Okay? Have you ever been in places where you experience storming in your team? Right? Hindi kayo nagkaintindihan. Ba't di mo sinabi? Ba't di mo kinomunicate? Dapat i-email mo. Ganon. Wala naman tayong internet. Paano ko i-email sa'yo? Yung ganon ba? Na mga problema. So, naglalabasa na dyan. Nagiging personal. Okay. And then, pag nalagpasan nyo yan ng maayos, only then will you be able to go to norming. Is there result here? Yes, meron pa rin yan. But the relationships are being tested. Ito yung pinaka high maintenance part for a leader. You really have to set your foot down and be the leader. Okay? But you don't put on a shark mode all the time. Maybe this is the time to hear them out. Listen to them. Napaka-critical nito. Kailangan alam mo which approach to use in engaging with conflict. Does that make sense? Pag nalagpasan nyo yan, by the grace of God, and I'm going to teach you one method later on how to do that, you go to norming. Ito na yun, nakakilanlan na kayo. You then start to sacrifice for each other. Okay? So, alas 5 na, hindi pa tapos yung kasama mo. Ikaw, gusto mo nang umuwi, pero kailangan yung ma-achieve yung collective goal. You start sacrificing. You start becoming a team. You gel. Alright? You fight for each other. Yung relational aspect dito. Okay, we're one group. We're one unit. So we need to work together. May result more than these two. But you haven't really reached this point. Yung performing is the ultimate goal. Okay? Yan talaga, ibang klase yan. Okay? Pakiramdaman yan. Alam mo na, pag nagmi-meeting pa lang, alam mo na hindi niya kakayanin, so you step in and you, I'll help him or her. Collaboration is very high here. And it's probably shorter to reach a collaborative stage, shorter time, because you know how each other work. Alam nyo na yung strengths finder nung isa't isa. Alam nyo na yung conflict management style nila. This is where you really produce so much result. Okay? There's an example in your paper. I think it's in page 12. The 1990s Chicago Bulls. When they were just forming that team, they were winning a few games in a season. Few games lang. No? Pero not in the championship. And then they went through some storming period. They're still winning a few games in a season. But something changed. There's increased trash talk within the team. Sila-sila mismo nag-aaway. It may or may not be visible. You know that they're going through the norming because they won divisional playoffs or championship. But finally, they were at their performing stage when they won 3 straight NBA championships in a row, twice. Grabe, ano? So makikita mo yung production ng isang team if they're going through the periods or the stages. Okay, now you are all supervisory in level. Am I correct or am I correct? Yes. Or you won't be here. So somehow you're overseeing someone. Parang ganun ba? Tama ba? Or maybe soon. Okay. Soon. Sooner than later. Okay, the idea is, bakit natin pinag-aaralan to? Because of the reality that all teams go through this. And the leader has the responsibility to bring the team as fast as possible to this stage. Having realized that you go through this, dadaanan mo yan, wala kang magagawa. Mangyayari at mangyayari yan. Na alam mo na ngayon, how can I make my team pass through this as the sooner possible? Does that make sense? Okay. So, kung yung mga, ang tawag yan? Team building sa labas ng mga staff, admin staff, hindi yun ano, lakwacha lang. That's part and parcel of the strategy. Of course, it's to get to know one another, to relax, to enjoy. Okay yun. But we're also, your bosses are wise enough to know this and understand that you need to overcome these stages and move you to this place. Okay? What happens when you have a team? Ito, itong apat na table na to. And you've gone through the process, say in 6 months, grabe performing level. And then, we needed someone, a very creative person in the team. Apparently, yun yung challenge sa inyo. So you hired Mariel to join you. What will happen to that process? It will start all over again. At least your relationship with Mariel. Mariel goes through the forming, the storming, the norming, the performing. And the leader, who's the leader here? Si Jeff. He has to understand that Mariel is coming in and she's going to go through each one with the rest of the members of the team.
We're experiencing that right now. We continuously add people in our team. My question lang is potentially, I don't know if someone's feeling it or not, but potentially if there are some members of the team that are not really sold out, I mean, parang they're receptive to change, of addition of other people. Or not that they don't like the person, but just anybody na ina-add sa team, parang they get uncomfortable. How do we navigate them through it as much as the other new guy na ayaw naman ko naman na ma-feel niya na baka ayaw siyang papasukin ng ibang tao? I think it's normal to all team na may bago, di ba?
Very good question. Malagi mangyayari yan. Lalo na tayo, we're growing and we're transferring people and we're hiring new people. Palagi mangyayari yan. So it's the challenge for the team leader and the rest of the members of the team on how you will carry Marielle or your people through the stages as soon as you can. And even my wife worked for Intel. Alam, binibigyan sila ng budget, ang tawag doon team building budget. Bahala sila kung paano nila gagastusin. And what they do, nakasama na ako doon eh, kakain lang sila yung team nila sa, what do you call this? Sa Jerry's. Kumain lang kami together with the boyfriends and the husbands. Doon lang kami, get to know. But nag-invest ang Intel for dinner, for social event? Because of that, they understood that theory.
What if what happens is yung mga old members ng team mo, just future thinking, because they didn't like the way, or siguro receptive sa growth, or they decide to leave. Alam mo yan, yung, I'm sure na-experience mo yun, di ba? Parang you don't want them naman to leave, but because they don't want the new setup, not because they don't want the new people, it's just that the setup is getting complicated to their system. Any thoughts?
Well, mahirap magsagot ng cookie cut answer. Kasi iba-ibang tao, iba-ibang personality. Pero hanga lang ako sa HR natin. Like, the last time we had a pre-team building event, yung Who Moved My Cheese, di ba? Nalala niyo yun? Oo nga, ayoko nga nung speaker dun eh. You know, those are simple methods to preclude any of those things na sinasabi mo. We gotta prepare our people for change. That's one step. Then again, when you get there, pag nandun ka na sitwasyon, you adjust your strategy, your approach, di ba? So, ganon. But the, yun nga, kung gusto mong maging leader, supervisor, manager, you have to think of these things. You have to learn how to deal with that. So, thank you. Those are important questions. Okay? Any more questions? Will this help you? Kahit sa relationship, kahit sa marriage. Naalala ko yan. Yung first 6 months namin of getting married, ang saya-saya. Pagdating nung pang sixth month, up to mga a year and a half, so mga 1 year din, ano? Storming yon. Storming talaga, grabe. Until finally, we just mag-aaway na kami dapat ni Minette. Sabi niya, ayoko na, pagod na ako. Kasi hindi kami violent. Ano lang kami, hindi kami nagpapansinan for 3 days. So finally, ano lang yun, it's because I raise my voice. Hindi lang soft yung pagkakasabi ko. So sabi niya, ayoko na, nakakapagod. Oo nga eh. Sige, tara. Bati na tayo. Okay. From that time on, okay na kami. One day, nagtanong ako. Sabi ko, ang tagal na natin hindi nag-aaway, no? Sabi niya, oo nga. Sabi ko, bakit kaya? Sabi niya, kasi nag-mature ka na, sabi sa akin. Parang, this is a reason to fight again, ha? Merly, you were raising your hands.
Question na, is it advisable during the forming stage, especially for those who are starting up an organization or a group, to start it with a team building?
That's a great idea. I would go for that.
Usually, pag may bago kami, I talk to the person, tapos sinasabi ko, this is how it works here. It's not just a job, it's relationship. At the first few months, kailangan mong i-win over lahat ng tao sa office para makagaan ang kanila ng loob.
So that's the orientation part. Mm-mm. That would help. Para alam niya yung expectations that we operate in a culture of trust and relationship. So rather than just achieving results, importante sa atin, we value trust between one another. So that's a good idea. Meron din, pwede, yun, medyo formal and structured yun. Pwede rin naman unstructured and informal. Kung may bago, okay, everybody, lalabas tayo, we're going to treat the fern out. Alright, so Maraming nangyayari sa ano, sa dinner, sa fellowship. Okay, you get to ask questions. Oh, saan ka pinanganak? Anong school mo? Ah, talaga ganun din ang school ko. So relationships get built. Okay? And later on, dinagdagan to ni Takman. Nilagyan niya ng adjourning. Bakit? Why do you think kailangan yung adjourning? Kapag tapos na yung purpose ng team, you cannot form a committee or a team and then tapos na, kayo-kayo pa rin magkakasama. Hindi, you have to adjourn it. You have to stop it. And the ideal way is to celebrate. Oo, have a closing meeting or party. Yan. Okay, these were our achievements. So, wonderful. What a wonderful conference. And because of that, we're going to have an eat out. We're going to treat everybody who are involved. Ganon. And talk about the fun we had, the challenges, what have we learned. Minsan may awarding kung it's within the budget or the plan. May awarding for the most persevering person in the team. Let's put the medal on him or something. A gift certificate to F1. May adjourning, may formal closing. Okay? Then you enjoy the wonderful time you had together, but you have to move on to your separate courses of life. Wonderful. Do you have any question, clarification? Ay, meron.
Hindi siya question, may share lang ako. Kasi na-mention natin kanina yung pagka merong bagong na-add sa team, mag-a-adjust yung team dun sa bago. Pero isang hindi naturo sa akin pero na-experience ko, kailangang maging sensitive din dun sa mga taong nandun na. Kasi sometimes the dynamic of the old team changes dahil dun sa bago. So, yun eh, parang yung kala mo okay kayo before, tapos dahil nag-iiba yung dynamic, bilang hindi na kayo okay nung kasama mo dati. So, yan.
Yes. Good insight. Na-experience mo mismo yun, ha? Alright. Without being aware of this. Not yet. Maria.
I have a question specific to the storming stage. We mentioned earlier that in our culture, we're not really confrontational. But what happens when, say for instance, may nasa-sense na tayong tension? Do we do open forums? What is your take on that?
Ang ganda ng question ni Mariel, no? Kasi tayo nga, hindi confrontational. At the same time, hindi rin naman tayo sobrang non-confrontational. Oh, medyo, I don't think we're on the extreme. Medyo nandito tayo, sa 1/4 siguro. Generally speaking. Oo. Your answer? Okay.
I think it can be boiled down to two things, either if it's a structure problem or a personal problem. So if it's a personal problem nung tao, I go to our pastor, which is Joseph. But if it's a structural, then that boils down on me. So I have to call his attention and talk to him personally, eto, structure-wise, ganito. But if it's a personal and spiritual, if you feel like it's a spiritual. Kasi may mga in our team, we have babes. We appreciate her so much because she's so sensitive about everyone's feelings. She knows if you're not okay. And she would tell you, are you okay? Mukhang hindi ka okay, ah. And we have people like that. So what she does is if she feels like it's a spiritual or personal, we go to our pastoral people in our team, which is Joseph or CJ. If it's structural, she goes to me and say, hindi fina-follow ni ganito to. Mukhang may problema siya sa pag-follow. So I think we have to do it in two ways. Sometimes, di ba, tama na personal and spiritual, pero kailangan pa rin niya mag-adhere sa structure.
Yes, I agree with that. And also, mamaya, dapat ngayon na, tuturuan ko kayo ng isang skill na nahiram ko naman kay Pastor Paolo. Okay? And I think nahiram niya sa Bible. On how to engage in a confrontation, the biblical way. Would you be interested to learn that? Okay, so, I think our handsome associate distributed a piece of paper. It's called
Steps Toward Effective Conflict.
Right. Can I borrow? Hindi ako binigyan ni Jeko. Share muna. Share. Jeko, meron ka pa ba yung isang kopya? So, what I believe is that yung biblical instruction on how to resolve conflict is can transcend culture. Tama ba, mga kapatid? In-advise ni Lord yun eh. Di ba may step-by-step na sinabi si Lord? If you are offering your gift on the altar and you feel like your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift and go reconcile with your brother or sister. And then, in another part of the scripture, he said, first, you go to that person and you reconcile. Kung ayaw niya, get someone along with you to help you. Kung ayaw pa rin, let the church know about it. Maybe they can do something about it. Kung ayaw pa rin, and these are extreme situations already. Okay, wag yung hinihintay nyo, nag-try na ako 5 minutes to talk to you. So stage 2 na ako. 3 minutes lang yun. Para makarating tayo dun sa i-exile ka na ng church. Kasi yun yung ultimate ended, di ba? So, the Lord has left us with instructions on how to resolve conflicts, particularly personal conflicts, which will be plentiful in life. So, here they are. Okay? Again, I borrowed this from Pastor Paolo, which I really, really like. So, I told him, pwede ko bang gamitin yan when I do conflict seminars with our churches? Sabi niya, yes, sige. Okay. So, here are 8 steps. Number 1, pray through your anger. You'll be surprised. Baka sa prayer pa lang tapos na yung conflict. If you come before God, okay ka na. Naintindihan mo na. Don't let your emotions lead you. Wait until you're objective. But try to deal with issues before they become big ones. And just in case, you prayed over it, alam mo, kailangan pa rin makausap yung tao. Number 2, you initiate the conversation. Ikaw na. Huwag mo na siyang hintayin. Ikaw nakaramdam eh. Baka nararamdaman niya, pero take the active role. Don't wait for them to initiate. Scripture beckons us to make things right, whether we're the offender or the offended. Probably this is the hardest one. Na ikaw yung magde-decide. Kasi normally, sasabihin natin, siya may kasalanan, siya lumapit. Diba? So, this is probably a big challenge. Number 3, now that you're talking, begin with an affirmation. Lou, alam mo, I watch your life. I watch your life and I really see you. You're so faithful. Okay, and you've been growing in the Lord and I've seen that. Ganon, no? Now, wag niyong babalahin, mga kapatid. Sabihin niyo yung totoo. Baka binang sabihin, alam mo, Lou, ang ganda talaga ng boses mo. Eh, hindi pala. Okay, so, speak words of love and encouragement. Then receive fresh permission to challenge them. Kaya lang, Lou. Okay, let's move to number 4. Tell them you have a problem or struggle. Ano ibig sabihin nito? Lou, you have a problem? No. Hindi ganun. Baliktad. Lou, meron lang akong konting issue. May concern lang ako. Make sense? So, wag mo sabihin, ikaw! Hindi. Lou, maybe you could help me with this. Alright? Number 5, as you bring up the issue, explain that you don't understand why this is. So, ang aim mo is to clarify. Lou, you know, medyo nababother lang ako. I'm very uncomfortable lang. Maybe you can help me understand. Do you really mean to say this when you said that? Kasi I felt like it was against me and my work. Was that what you were saying? All right? Number 6. And as you talk about it, keep the heart of humility. And afterwards, eto, may sinabi dito. When you speak, however, be loving and clear. You move to number 6. Ang goal is to establish forgiveness and repentance. Pag lumabas talaga, sabihin ni Lou, really? Oh, I didn't know you felt that way. I'm sorry. Yun yung goal. And then, ikaw din, ganun, sorry din ha, kasi I kept the offense in my heart. But I'm forgiving you, I'm releasing you. Okay? Number 7, compromise on opinions, not on convictions or principles. So, pwede nyo sabihin, Lou, pwede ba next time, don't talk behind my back? Or anyone, ganun. But you can tell me face to face. It's okay. Maybe it will hurt me, but kung face to face okay lang. Pasensya ka na, ha? Ikaw ang naging example ko. Siya din? Okay. And lastly, pray and affirm your love at the end. So nagsimula ka with affirmation, correct? So pagkatapos, Lou, thank you so much for listening to me. Alam mo, that just shows, that goes to show how mature you are as a leader. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you. Ganon. Pwede? Parang ideal na ideal, no? But really, if you go through that, iba eh, iba. I know you have some questions right now, kasi palagi yan whenever I teach this. Sinasabi, pwede mong mag-skip na lang. confrontation na lang kagad. Wala na yung affirmation, hindi na kailangan yun. You may if you want to, pero may benefit if you go through it. Okay? And while you're thinking we're already done, we're not. We're going to divide into groups of three. And we're going to have a role playing. Are you ready?
No.
So please find your group of three. Tatlo in a group. And determine who will be person number one, number two, and number three.
Dito ka, Claude. Ikaw ang aming artist. Ay, you met Claude.
Ready? Person number one. Person number one is the offended. Person number two is the offender. And person number three is God. No. You're the observer. Oh. So, in your group, the observer does not exist. Do not talk to the observer. They're there to observe what's going to happen. And they're going to report later what happened, all right? In 5 minutes, you have to find one. You have to find one. Or sit in a group. Ready? In 5 minutes, open notes, pwede nyo siyang gamitin guide. Okay, the offended one, think of an issue. Lou, think of an issue. Think of an issue. Maybe it's a real issue, maybe not. And follow the process. In 5 minutes, ready, set, go. Okay, time's up. Time's up. All right, every person. Attention here, please. Okay. I'd like to hear some comments from number three people. Iba naman daw. What did you observe?
Based po dun sa napag-usapan nila, nagawa naman nila step by step.
Kaya lang.
Pero yung po sa number 7, napa-question kami bigla.
Ano ba yung number 7? Compromise. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Kung opinion lang po ba yun o may issue ng biblical principles, yun.
Mm-hmm.
Pero na-resolve naman po nila.
Okay. Ha? Huwag na lang, baka personal. Oo. But it would be good na ano kayo doon, parang napaisip kayo, ano ba to? Biblical conviction ba to? Or is this something we can compromise with? Okay? Thank you. Thank you so much. Yes, Janus.
Kanina we were discussing, since we are in this setting, how effective is yung affirmation? Meaning, pag may lumapit sa'yo, bro, I appreciate you. Parang feeling mo, alam mo na eh, parang alam, parang sasabihin sa akin to na something. Eh.
Yes.
So
yes.
Is it still effective in our...
Good question. Rich, you have an answer? Janus, pakiabot yung mic.
Similarly, kasi tayo, alam na natin how you approach, diba? So paano kung ikaw na may approach na gano'n? Alam mo, parang that person will come to that point. So parang you don't know anymore kung sincere ba yun na ina-affirm ka kasi nga. Alam mo yung approach.
Okay. So you're posing also a question. Good. Yes,
ako,
Ramir.
Ako konting insight lang doon. Siguro if we make the discussions and the yung dialogue between especially the people on your team na very frequent, hindi mahalata kung kailan ka tatawagin for that kind of discussion. Tsaka yung discussion na talagang ano lang, yun lang ang pag-uusapan niyo. Pero if it's very, let's say, kinakausap mo lang yung team members mo once every 2 months, tapos ganun lang, doon lang na narinig yung mga good job, I really appreciate you. Medyo manginginig talaga sa takot yun, lalo na kung sila lang yung kakausapin mo. Pero if you make it a regular part of the discussions, especially kung team yan, or kahit one-on-one, or kahit over lunch, I believe hindi sila, hindi nila magagets kaagad kung kailan mo dadalhin yung discussions sa ganun eh.
Right. Thank you, Ramir. Thank you for that. So there's a culture of affirmation. You're feeling their bucket. Alam niyo yung librong yan, di ba? When I read that, I'm applying it to my children at saka to my staff. Kasi pati yun, na-research nila eh. Pag ang ratio ng affirmation versus feedback, yung negative na correction, is 1:5. Productivity increases radically. Oh. So pati yun, naaaral ng mga scientifico. Alright.
Meron din akong ma-add dun. Kasi parang hirap din na i-affirm sila na general lang na I appreciate you. Parang feeling, actually ang nangyari dito kay Lucha kay Jeff, kasi nag-aaway siya to sa Rolex ni Jeff. Kasi ang yabang daw nung dating. Pero ang affirmation kasi ni Lu, sinabi ko, hindi kasi hindi naman totoo, di ba? Ayun. Okay. So yung ang affirmation na ginawa ni Lu is, bro, I know that you're blessed. God blesses you and that you're generous. So specific to kung saan papunta. Hindi lang basta you're appreciated. Ganun.
Kasi sometimes, mababaw lang naman yung sa kawala kasing root naman yung issue niya sa akin. Pero sometimes, di ba, kunyari, kung mayabang talaga ako, hindi ko tatanggapin na mayabang ako dahil sinabi mo lang. Parang, where's the... Kasi I find it na sometimes people, they don't really see their fault at the moment that you tell them eh. Especially if they're not in the mood or not in the mode of repenting or forgiving or accepting their mistakes. So, what if yung tanong niya, it ended up na lalong na-offend yung tao? And sometimes nangyayari, lalo ng mga deliberative guys, di ba? You tell them, oo nga, pero mamaya after one day, they'll hate you.
Kasi na-deliberate nila eh. Yeah. Alright. Is that a question? Alright. Una muna yung sagutin ko muna yung unang question. Pag pinag-isipan ko, you have create a scenario, dalawa. You have to do this anyway. Yung isa may affirmation, yung isa wala. I would rather go for something na may affirmation. At least na-assure mo lang siya at the onset. Na-affirm mo yung love. And as you've been talking about it, kailangan out of love, hindi out of manipulation. Kung gusto mo lang siyang palambutin dahil may sasabihin kang matindi, you're on the wrong track. It could be the same words, but your heart is not right. But if you're going to really affirm that person and really express your appreciation, iba yon. That person will know it. It's spiritually discerned. Yan. In your second question, paano kung hindi siya magbabago? Oh, thank you, Fern. May issue siya. It's between him and God. Oh, kasi instruction nga ni Lord eh, leave your gift on the altar and get reconciled with your brother or sister. Kasi eventually, you'll have to face it. Yes. Yeah. Iba-iba ng maturity level. Yeah. Yeah, all right. So, I appreciate that question so much. We will be faced with those situations. Also, I also know for a fact na maraming ganyan case-to-case basis, but we cannot cover every scenario. Pero ito, general approach. Ganon. All right? So, I'm sure there's an answer to that question. When you get there, ano sabi nila? You cross the bridge when you get there. Tristan, I have to hold up on your question for now because one more round.
Oh, isa pa.
Kala nyo, ha? Si observer na nagsalita dapat, siya na yung offended. Okay? Si offender, ay, si offended, siya na yung observer. Ay, hindi, hindi. Ito. Ito si observer. Okay. Tapos si offender. Alright, ready? 5 minutes starts now. Okay, I think most of you are done. All right, to give more time for discussion, time's up. Time's up, everybody. Silencio. Okay, observers, comments. Yes, Miss Anna, grab the mic, please.
Side comment lang. Usually, yung mga offended, may eye bags kasi they were bothered. Di sila nakatulad. Biro lang. Biro lang. Anyway, parang yung sa, if we discuss or we, ano, the conflict, we settle the conflict in this way, we, but I just observe na iba yung level ng relationship nyo. Sometimes if you're best friends, di ba, iba rin yung outcome. Pagka ano naman, kung baka so-so lang, or kunwari, sa casual ano lang, yung parang yan, okay, para lang matapos lang na yung conflict, yun na. Parang ma-identify mo lang na may issue pala, ganun.
So what can you say about that? Anong take mo doon?
Ako naman, it's a positive, ano. It is, parang somehow, it will bring a positive result kasi kung yung deeper yung relationship nyo, like your best friends, your relationship will be stronger. Kasi the mere fact that you agreed to resolve the issue, ibig sabihin, you're willing to keep the relationship and make it stronger. Doon naman sa pagka medyo kakasimulan nyo pa lang, and then kunwari, katrabaho mo lang siya, magkakaroon yung level up yung relationship nyo eh. Sometimes kasi the after praying, di ba, sabi ko, sige, sabayin tayo mag-lunch. Di ba? Yung parang, sige, para to, ano, lunch tayo. Or ano. So, nabibuild yung relationship.
Correct. Okay, great. Wonderful. Thank you for that. Anybody else? Observer? Oops. One more. Tapos na pala yung time natin. But anybody, yung hindi makakatulog mamayang gabi? Pag hindi nasabi? Okay na tayo. Alright. Wonderful. Thank you so much for your time. I hope you enjoyed it in as much as I did. Thank you for our team, support team, Giselle. You know why I'm thanking you so much. And Jekoy. Can I pray for you before we leave? Father, thank you so much, God, for this wonderful ministry and responsibility you have given us. Lord, we just answer your call, and we're so privileged, Lord God, to do so many things for you and your people. And we pray, Father, as we encounter these challenges, relational conflicts, even at work, when it comes to discussions and meetings, I pray, Father, that your Holy Spirit will always be in our hearts, that you will always take the lead over our lives, Lord. May the fruit of your Holy Spirit be always abundant in the lives of our admin staff every day. In Jesus' name we pray, and everybody say, amen. Amen. Thank you. God bless you.